There's a lot of happy talk out in the financial news media about what's happening in the U.S. economy. Whether the economy can put in a period of sustainable growth remains to be seen, though. But we better hope so, because the alternative for a great number of people is too grim to contemplate. Hi, I'm Charles Guyette. Weak and no-growth stories around the globe abound. France and even Germany, Italy and Russia, Brazil and Japan. Can the U.S. economy, the third largest exporter, manage real growth if the rest of the world is in a slump, when three-quarters of what we sell abroad are industrial supplies and capital goods? Well, here's a glimpse of what is at risk if not. USA Today reports that 14% of Americans 65 and older have no retirement savings. None. Same with 26% of those nearing retirement, ages 50 to 64. Obviously, these people are dependent on social welfare spending, chiefly Social Security. Then let's talk about the gloomy outlook for Social Security. The so-called trust fund was supposed to run dry in 2049. But that was before the events of 2008, so now we're looking at 2030. But even that is sketchy. In fact, it's worse than sketchy, since the money that people have paid in over a lifetime has been spent. It's the Social Security Trust Fund, but there is no fund, and there certainly shouldn't be any trust. In other words, not only has a big chunk of the eligible population not saved for its retirement, the government, which promised to do their savings for them, hasn't saved the money either. So the government will have to increase its debts dramatically or print money even faster to meet promises it has made to people who have erringly believed its promises and failed to save for themselves. To put the size of this shortfall in perspective, the government would have to come up with $15 trillion today in the bank and earning interest today to meet its Social Security promises. That's $15 trillion in addition to all the Social Security taxes already scheduled to be taken in. Now, you may have noticed that there is no $15 trillion pile of money just laying around somewhere. In fact, that's an amount equal to roughly 90% of the entire U.S. GDP. Basically, this is a problem for which there is no solution. The only way things could get worse is if things do get worse. If the U.S. economy doesn't produce the hoped-for growth, but turns down like Europe or Japan. Another dip into recession means more social spending, less tax revenue and bigger deficits, more people dependent on government promises and less means to meet those promises. Maybe that's why 76% of the people surveyed in a recent Wall Street Journal NBC poll don't have any confidence that their children's future will be any better than their own. We have turned our entire economy, the withering value of our currency, and even our retirement savings over to people in Washington who were not worthy of that trust. All I can say is invest wisely and own gold. For your freedom and prosperity, I'm Charles Guyette.
For information on how to order Charles Guyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.